Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 359 for Wednesday, April 22nd. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were mostly lower Wednesday in choppy trade as investors positioned themselves ahead of Thursday's Statistics Canada planting intentions report. ICE canola was anywhere from $1 to $2 lower, with the most active July contract checking in at $450.90 per ton. The losses were exaggerated by thin volume trade as many traders stayed on the sidelines ahead of tomorrow's report. The U.S. soy complex, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed futures were all lower, which contributed to the downside. The Canadian dollar was stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart, however, which pressured prices on the international market. Slow farmer selling and the need to put a weather premium into the market supported values. There is a chance canola could see a bounce ahead of tomorrow's report. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 8 cents lower, with the July contract checking in at $9.69 a bushel. Values continue to drop as worries grow that the spread of the avian flu in the U.S. will cut into soy meal needs for producers. Weather conditions have turned drier in Argentina, which also pressured prices. Corn was 1 cent lower, with the May contract sitting at $3.72 per bushel. Weather in the U.S. Midwest is expected to warm up next week and turn drier, fueling hopes farmers will have good planting weather. China imported 50,662 metric tons of corn in March, which is up 5.05% from the same time last year. U.S. wheat was slightly lower, with the July contract at $5 per bushel. Cold temperatures in Kansas supported winter wheat values. India's wheat has some serious quality problems, as some exports from the Asian country have turned up with luster loss, which discolors the brand's shortening shelf life. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, April 22nd. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.